What up, Jabroniacs? This is Dan Black from the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where the world of comedy collides head-to-head with the world of professional wrestling. Past guests on the show have been WWE superstar Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar John Morrison, WWE superstar Damian Sandow, plus hilarious comedians Lucas Brothers, Dante Germain. The list goes on and on and on. You can listen to the podcast every single Thursday. We are part of the UCB Podcast Network, jabronis.
Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
Frustration is a roadblock every collaborative relationship faces at some point in time, and Matt and I are no exception to this rule. When these moments arise, we seek outside help from trained professionals. In this episode, we sit down with Dr. Alex Blotch, couples counselor and podcast therapist to the stars.
Dr. Blotch, thank you for agreeing to be on our podcast. And
I am can't help but wonder that it could be a bit of happy luck that I happen to be the guest today, being that you and your partner are having some trouble, and that seems to be a realm in which I am very comfortable with as both a couples counselor and a therapist here in Los Angeles County.
It is for two. Well, it is odd. I will say that it is a synchronous event that. Here I am having therapeutic issues with my professional partner, and I'm interviewing a therapist. But let's get to why you're here today. You are a professional therapist, and you deal with various things, marriage,
yeah.
Divorces.
Absolutely. I am a PhD. I'm a physician. I have a medical degree. I am a therapist right here in Los Angeles. You know, I don't want to say how I know Matt, but suffice it to say, we have had a number of interactions with each other in a professional as well as a personal way. I think
we can say, full disclosure, you are my personal therapist.
I didn't know if you wanted to say that. It's not for me to say.
Sort of painted me into a corner.
But I don't want to force
completely. You didn't.
I don't
want to
force you into any kind of disclosure. I will say you are yes. Indeed.
We can have a therapy session right now. As far as I'm concerned,
I don't think that's appropriate. You know, I don't want to force you into a situation in which, but you are, I can tell, agitated.
Full disclosure, we have a very small audience. I don't think it would be breaking much privacy issues.
Why do you think it's so small?
Our audience?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of subscribers.
Well, sure. That is the description of the small audience, but why do you think it's so small?
Doesn't have broad appeal. Maybe it's not sexy enough. There's a million podcasts out there. I don't know that.
And do you think that's important in the realm of podcasts? Is sexy something that's important, do you think? Are the podcasts that are successful out there, you know, your Mark Marins or your Joe Rogans, are these the sexy podcasts?
No, I guess I'd rather unpack some emotional issues with you and
not
go into the business side of things.
I don't do a podcast. You know what I mean? That's your business. I'm just trying to learn a little bit about it because I think that the way that someone talks about their job is how they're talking about themselves.
I have many labels. I don't think.
But what you do for a living is this podcast, is my understanding.
Correct.
Right? Do you get
that
paid to be a family man?
No.
No, of course not. And if anything, it's the money that you make from this podcast that helps you support your family.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true.
Wow. So that must be a very difficult burden. Here is this career that you have built for yourself. You've put it all. You're all in on this podcast game, and here you are struggling,
and
with a small listenership of people who don't care that the show isn't, in your estimation, sexy enough. You know.
Well, it's unfortunate because yes, I had a recent hurdle with my partner Scott, and who I don't believe you've ever met.
Nope.
But and also, I do believe the fans who do care about the show, I am letting them down. Like, I do think they look forward to, you know, the show in some way. I have an
obligation.
Would
you rather let them down instead of being let down by them? I mean, that's the question. Like, if you're letting them down, why not give it your all?
Like, I have been giving it
my all. Have you been, though?
I think I work harder than Scott, quite frankly.
Oh, so for you, that's interesting. That's interesting. For you,
why do you write
Scott
certain things?
Is to blame.
Okay, I always ask you that.
Why do you think Scott... How do you think Scott's letting the podcast down?
Tardiness. Lack of commitment. He doesn't come to the meetings, like the production meetings. He has a lot of other projects that he puts second.
So are there a lot of production meetings for a podcast?
We have
just
like,
so I know a little bit of how this wild world works.
We try to have two with one edit session. You know, we'll do a post. We'd like to do post notes, we can improve on.
And two then production meetings and an edit session?
Yeah, edit session in the middle of the week, and then we'll do a pre-pro Thursday or whatever, and then we're ready to go Monday or Tuesday.
Wow. What an exciting life. You know, that's
it is.
Be...
I do love the art form. There's nothing more than hearing a final product with the final mix and the voices right and the soundscape built and the fades from sketch to sketch or interview to interview. It truly is why I was put on earth.
Does your family listen to the podcast? Are they proud of you?
Not fans.
They're not.
No.
That's gotta hurt.
It does. You're very good. Yes, it
because
does
here
hurt.
You are pouring every ounce of energy you have into this. You know, two meetings, an edit sesh, all of this work, a recording day, all building the soundscapes, everything you just described to me, and you told me, looking right at me, and I saw within you how hard you're working, and you're literally sitting there saying, your family's not a fan of it?
Correct.
They don't listen to it?
They
like Scott better?
My wife has phoned it in a couple times and listened to a couple, but she's not like...
She's phoned it in?
In a way, out of love, she'll say, oh, I listened to the blank episode.
To you said phoned it in, which usually means somebody doesn't give it their all. I didn't know if you were... It's a bit of a Freudian slip on your part. You're saying she's listened to it a few times and says it's not for her.
She says she loves it and then proceeds not to listen to it ever again.
Oh, well, that's a very different scenario.
That's kind of what I meant.
Oh, wow.
Like, she'll listen to one or two and say, that was amazing. God, it's so good. And then...
Do you think she subscribes to it on iTunes or whatever podcatching app she uses?
No, I don't.
That must hurt, too, because a huge amount of, I'm assuming, your advertising revenue is predicated on how many people actually subscribe.
Yeah.
So within your family, just anecdotally, I happen to know, again, as your therapist, that you have a very large family.
Yes.
How many people in your family do you suspect subscribe to the podcast?
Extended family, I'd say two.
Two. That is not very many.
My godson.
Okay.
And my brother.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's great. Which brother?
My brother, Pat.
Pat. Does he have a podcast?
He used to a long time ago.
Yeah. I think I used to listen to it. It was good. Funny guy.
He is funny, as well as myself.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you're funny, too. Because that's got to be for you... What you want, what we all want, is that support and that, like, that subtle pat on the back of a job well done from the people that love and care about us.
I've understood this point.
You know?
You're drilling very deep on this. Yes, I understand.
I
understand.
I want to make sure you get where I'm going with this.
The pain is very tangible, and I can put words around it. I can see colors. I understand the pain of that.
Yeah. Do you think now, without Scott, you're better set up to succeed?
I mean, if I'm subjectively, yes, but objectively,
probably
not. Because
without him, you're not going to have the tardiness. You're not going to have the miscommunications. You're not going to have the person who skips out on the meetings. Like, all of this stuff, all of what you're telling me, all of the problems with this podcast are because of this Scott, right?
Yeah.
Now,
I stand by
here
that.
You are, given an opportunity to start afresh. I mean, let's think about that. This could be everything you wanted. Can you do
well,
it alone?
Well, I guess my personal needs...
Are you brave enough?
My personal needs overrode my career. In this moment, I needed to talk to my therapist because I have a lot to unload, but I guess professionally I could have kicked right into our normal interview.
What would that feel like? Let's give that a shot. Here we are. Here's the first episode of your career as a solo host of UCB. And it is. That's right. Right? UCB. Right?
Yes.
UCB Sports and Leisure with Matt Walsh. How does that go? Let's start that up. I'll just sit here and watch. I'd love to. This is great. This show, I really am interested to see how it goes.
Can we take five?
Can we take five?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll go off here.
Can we? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Following Matt's session with Dr. Blotch, it was my turn in the hot seat as I was pressed about my contributions and emotional investment in the show. Welcome back to Scott's half of the podcast. Normally, the new show is going to be mostly about the Chicago Bears, but today we're going to interview Dr. Alex Blotch. You must know Matt.
That's
then?
How you intro. That's a normal intro for you.
Well, I don't know anything about you, so I don't really know what to say.
My question is, like, in terms of energy, in terms of getting the show started.
Uh huh.
It seems pretty. That seems pretty quiet and pretty low energy. Like, what do you kind of?
I don't want to like overdo it
to the world. That is hearing your podcast in the environment we live in, where there is hundreds and hundreds and thousands of podcasts.
Lots of options, yeah.
Many, in fact, dedicated to sports and or leisure. How are you setting yourself apart by this kind of real low energy introduction? You know,
maybe what I'm saying is going to be great. You know, so the energy isn't my thing, but I say really great things.
Oh,
you know,
okay. Or like, so what type of normal great things do you say?
I'll say like.
Do you have catchphrases? Zingers?
I don't have a zinger.
You don't have zingers?
I mean, it depends on. It's probably. That's subjective. If what I say is a zinger or not a zinger, it's probably subjective.
You think zingers are subjective? I mean, there's nothing more objective than a zinger. A zinger is a zinger is a zinger. Shakespeare said.
Whatever.
Whose idea was the podcast?
This is Scott's half hour, so
in all honesty, Matt, we didn't get to finish ours, so maybe if we could just take a couple of minutes, you know, and then Scott and I will get back to our half hour. But, you know, whose idea was it to start this podcast?
Is this like a session? Is this what's happening?
Oh, no. I mean, not at all. This is a podcast. There are no sessions on podcasts. This is just a podcast where you guys are doing your thing, and I'm getting to check it out. But I'm just, you know, think
honestly,
of it also as a little bit of an opportunity maybe to fine-tune or tweak your dynamic.
I think it was, I'm hesitant to say this because I think that Matt thinks I take credit for his ideas all the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I can tell the truth, but the truth is it was my idea. But
that's
then I think he's also going to think that
That's not true. Matt just said that's not true.
That's 100% not true.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it was your idea.
Yeah. I asked Scott to do a podcast about the Bears.
Huh.
And then it evolved
then it
into this.
Yeah,
into
evolved.
This. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't say Scott, mutate sounds negative.
Then Scott, why would you have said
mutate is not negative. That's how we've survived as a species. We develop rare characteristics that increase our chance of survival.
Oh, it's interesting.
We made a broader brand.
The argument goes all the way to word choice.
I thought it was like a...
Mutation is part of the evolutionary cycle. I mean, do you want to weigh in on any of this? You seem like a mediator. But
I don't disagree. Mutation does advance the species.
But we don't have to be grinders.
Here's the reality. We don't have to fight over the word choices that we use. You know, that's not going to help us. You know, I think you can all say the podcast has evolved whether or not you choose the word mutate or not.
Okay.
You know, I think it's in all likelihood. But what's more curious to me is that, Scott, you unequivocally said that you're the responsible for the podcast, and then Matt said he asked you to do a podcast about the Bears, and you said yes.
I think we were at a Bears game, and we were coming back, and we were in a minivan, and we were listening to the radio, and we're like, we're just as smart as these guys. And I was like, we should say what we want to do.
I actually listened to one, and I was surprised that there were no good Bears podcasts. So at that game, I was telling you that I listened to this podcast. There was no podcast in the van. But
that's true. You did say that there were
once again, Scott, podcasts. You have told a story that has immediately been proven false. So I just want you to know, twice in 2 minutes, you have lied to us.
I don't know if it's a lie.
Well, you have then fabricated the true events of history only to be proven wrong by Matt almost immediately, and then reversed course instantaneously.
Do you have anybody of the, without saying their name, of an Adam Carolla level that you see as a therapist?
I really shouldn't say, but...
Nodding.
He's nodding up and down.
He's very successful.
I really cannot say.
Okay, you did not say.
Who in the podcasting charts that I
treat.
Or
a Marin.
But I know
you're Mark Marin's therapist?
Podcasts. Wow.
How did this get made? Anybody from that?
I know what you're talking about, but I cannot
say. I'm a big fan of Gene Raphael's.
I cannot say with any clear distinction that these are people that I know.
This is like a therapist to the stars. Wow. Okay, we should stay on task. I'm sorry.
Here's the thing.
It's my journalistic instincts coming out.
I want to help you guys build a bridge. Find a way to make this podcast better. You know? Something that is like complementary talent so that you guys aren't overlapping as much and butting heads so much. Scott, what do you think it is that Matt contributes to the podcast? What's he great at?
I think he's super funny.
Yeah.
And he's
I agree.
Improviser.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah.
And Matt, what do you like about Scott? What does he bring to the podcast?
Scott is an idea machine.
Yeah.
And he has good jokes.
Now, have you ever thought about having a third host?
No, I don't. No, that never crossed my mind. Has it ever crossed your mind?
A third host? No, I think two is plenty.
That's fine. We can come back to that later. But finding...
Why do you ask?
I'm just curious.
Oh, okay.
Just curious where you guys are at, where your heads are at.
You're a professional. Sure, that's...
You know, I just want to know if you feel like this is... Let me ask you this. You don't want a third host. Do you want a fourth host? A third and a fourth host? Do you want two more hosts?
Well,
we've
never
test
marketed our show. Like, sure. We've never had anyone tell us.
So how many hosts do you think is the optimum number of hosts?
I always believed it was two.
Great.
But I said, we haven't really unpacked our marketing plan ever. We're pretty informal.
But it's interesting you said it was two.
Yeah.
Well, you have a partner.
That's just instinctual.
Because of 20 minutes ago, it was just one and one.
I didn't think one was optimal. I just thought I was just trying to survive. I just had to fill the half hour
with
something.
What started this fight? What started you guys fighting with each other?
Well, I'm busy.
Spoke to it in our interview about the lack of attendance.
It just was those things. It wasn't like a catalyst. It was just the cumulative events that you described. Tardiness, not coming to production meetings, those type of things.
Small things, you know, but whatever.
Scott, do you hear that? Do you understand? That Matt's bothered by the fact that you're not at the edit sesh or the production meeting.
He said, I'm going to McDonald's to get a sundae last week, and then came back, didn't ask if I wanted one, and came back in with a sundae.
That's rude.
And I literally was going to go, hey, what about, and he was already gone.
Matt, you said you're on a diet. I was trying to be cool about it and not like tempt you with a delicious sundae.
You can have a McDonald's sundae when you're on a diet. You can have one.
A splurge.
Yeah.
You can't have a McDonald's sundae when you're on a diet.
No, but Scott, see, that's not up to you to decide.
Okay.
You know, like you have to give Matt the option.
I should have asked.
And Matt can say no. You don't have to decide for Matt what he needs or doesn't need.
And I offered you a bite and you said gross.
It's because it was yours and you'd already eaten.
With a single spoon? What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah, single spoon.
No, I wanted my own sundae. It's like anybody wants their own home or their own car.
Yeah, these are the
things. Why do you have to share anything?
I don't think you pair sundaes to homes and cars.
I guess I could. I mean, if I came home and there was like a family living with my family, I would feel a little insane. It would be insane to me. Like, this is my home. I don't want another family living in my home.
Can you just tell us what we need to know so therapy can be over? Like, what are you trying to get to with him so you can just tell him and he knows it? And
like, if Scott and I came to you, what would you say to make us...
Like, you know,
again?
In your pad, you're writing, like, you know what you're trying to get us to.
Scott, let
just
me
tell
ask
us what we're
this.
Trying to get to.
Do you think this is your podcast?
This half hour, I was trying to make it
mine. No. Before today.
Okay.
Is this your podcast? Because you claimed that it was your idea, even though it wasn't. You are consistently late. You are consistently not pulling your weight in terms of production meetings and so forth. Do you think that you're the star of the podcast and that the podcast should bend to you? We're talking a lot about Matt, and I know a lot about Matt, but what I don't know is why you act as though you alone are the person responsible for this podcast, when in reality, it was Matt's idea. And Matt is here for production meetings. And Matt is here for edit sessions. And Matt is
When's the last edit sesh you sat in on?
Well, to be fair, your office is right upstairs.
That's not important.
Okay. That wasn't
I'm going to be very honest. Proximity.
That was not the question.
Proximity.
But you work
is
right
not,
next and you pop could, in and out.
It doesn't matter.
It's very easy for you.
I'm in the edit sesh about 4 hours every week.
That
four
is
hours.
A lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
Now, Scott, do you contribute in any way that is commensurate to what Matt is contributing? Can you understand, if not, why he might feel slightly peeved that he is doing way more work than you and you are out there telling people it was your idea?
I don't think he goes, in defense of Scott, I don't think he goes about telling people.
Who knows? He told me. I said whose idea was the podcast, and he piped up immediately.
He's very tough, Scott. I know this.
I'm trying to protect you, Matt, in this instance, from a user.
I think that Matt does a lot of work, and he works really hard and works more than me, for sure. But I also think he creates work that doesn't need to be done. He creates a little more work than needs to be
What's
and
an
becomes
example
a little bit of a
this
martyr.
Created work.
We don't need to spend 4 hours editing the podcast.
We cut our show on tape. We record the show on tapes.
Yeah, I think we should just use computers.
Oh, this is an analog?
Yeah.
This is an analog
The sound
production.
Machines we use are analog.
Like Jack White's studio?
Yes, mm-hmm. Similar to Mr. White, yeah.
And it was my idea to just use computers and go faster, but Matt really wanted to do it this way.
And
so.
Why? You want that warm sound?
I like the static hum in the studio.
I understand that.
And I
smell.
Do think it sounds better.
I like the
better.
Smell of that material. I enjoy the smell of that
sure.
material.
I'm enjoying it. I'm
yeah,
enjoying
watching,
it.
That's sort of eucalyptus
yeah.
in the vein of eucalyptus.
I mean, as a listener, I don't think it's it would work. But as the person, the singular person who's in the room, I can see that it's enjoyable.
I like watching the tape spin. I like the smell in the room. It's all great. I just don't want to be here 4 hours editing it because of this. You know what I mean?
Or the two production meetings.
The benefit
You're
doesn't
not at
outweigh
the two production.
If
but
you
I
were present, maybe it would take less time. Maybe it wouldn't take 4 hours. Maybe it only takes 4 hours because Matt's here having to do it alone.
Zig is in there, too.
Oh, my apologies.
And I feel a little bad for Zig because he's, I don't know. I just feel like you're making a mountain out of a molehill a little bit.
Well, but I think maybe, Scott, it might be up to you a little bit to, like, join Matt on either the mountain or the molehill.
Why don't we just, I just kind of wanted to show up and improvise, and it's just become like a,
improvise
sort of like a third job. You know what I mean?
A third job? What are your other two jobs?
I'm like a writer and a producer and a director.
Okay.
And a showrunner.
Anything I would know?
Have you seen the movie School of Scoundrels? School for Scoundrels?
I have not.
Okay. I worked on that.
Okay. Great. And it was a movie that was in movie theaters?
Yep.
Great. Wow. Okay. Cool. What
that
else?
Was
anything?
It.
Anything else?
I got a bunch of upcoming projects.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah. Oh great.
Work on a Lego movie, which is taking
wow.
a lot of my time. That's
I
why
love
I can't
Legos.
Be here all the time.
I love Legos.
This has gone very professional. I think your expertise is more in the emotional issues.
Of course, I just you know as
you have a.
As somebody
you have
who
an interest in the podcast.
I don't
world
know Scott, so I wanted
business.
To get a little bit of
okay.
you know background on him.
So I mean, I think Matt, you know, this is how
I'm
Matt
just,
makes money. And for me,
Scott, what's
this
your
is,
last name? I'm just gonna look you up on IMDb.
You're gonna Google me right now?
I'm
on
just
the
looking
phone?
You up on IMDb.
My last name's Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
First name has one T in it.
Yeah. Ah, okay, okay, good, because I'm getting the wrong. Okay, so yeah, some of this I've heard of. Okay, well
I don't think that's important. I'm just that what I'm saying is when I want to do this for fun as a side thing. And Matt is kind of like, this is his main meat
I don't
and
have anything
job.
Else.
Whoa! You did Old School?
Matt was in Old School.
Wow!
That was a long
okay,
time ago.
Okay, I don't mean to be a fan right now, but I love that movie.
This is very unprofessional,
I love
Dr.
that
Alex.
Movie. That's a
Thanks.
Funny... That's a... Matt,
Thank
you didn't tell me. He's very... That is a very funny movie.
Here, I think it's unhealthy for a therapist to go so deeply into a certain person's fame. In a way, like when you say you're a fan, I think that ruins your objectivity.
You're right.
See
you
this
know what?
Right here?
You're
and
right.
in this town, it's nice. You don't usually ask me about my career in our sessions. Mm-hmm.
See this right here?
Mm-hmm.
It's me and Will Ferrell when he had
I remember that scene.
He had the dart in his neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. That's
this is,
funny.
I still have the hat that Vince wore in this scene right here.
Is
this
that on
Speaker City
Can
hat.
I ask you a question? Is that on iTunes?
Several weeks after our contentious therapy podcast session, Dr. Blotch invited us to a local cafe where he pitched us some ideas for the show, and we finally mended the rift between Matt and myself.
Well, Welcome back to UCB Sports and Leisure. I am your host, Dr. Alex Blotch. I'm here with my co-host, Matt Walsh.
Hey, Dr. Alex. Great energy.
And Scott Armstrong.
Hey, how's it going?
Really good energy, Dr.
Blotch.
We're
back at the diner.
Yeah.
We're talking sports. We're talking leisure. We're just three dudes talking it up.
Yeah, we're just laying it out there for those guys.
Did you guys see those games this weekend?
I saw the Eagles. I saw the Eagles game. It was tragic. Carson Wentz went down.
Yeah,
he was having a career year. I mean, that was an unbelievable tragedy.
I was really bummed to see Wentz go down. I was at the game.
Scott was actually
That game.
And I couldn't believe that. Who came through was Foles.
Yeah, he's clutch. He might have a big week this week.
We'll see.
Solid.
Big week for Foles. Am I right? See, look at that. Look at you guys agreeing on Foles having a big week here.
It's sort of nice to have a third wheel. I got to say, Scott.
Sweetheart, can I get another coffee?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so sorry to interrupt you guys.
Hi.
Just wanted to
order something. Sure. Well, I'll take a coffee, but I'm ready to go if you guys are.
Okay, would you like a cream or sugar in that?
You can put cream on the table. You don't have to put it in for me.
Okay, cream on the table. And for you, sir?
You don't have to tell him where to... All right. I'll have a turkey burger.
Turkey burger. Oh, I'm just taking drinks right now, but if you'd like to throw that in, sure.
What does it matter? You're taking order.
Yep. I'm just a big fan of podcasts.
We're doing a live podcast, You're actually going to end up
on
it.
This is a diner. We order everything. The menu is 11 pages long, am I right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to one of these diners?
I'll take a room.
And they've got a menu that's like 11 pages long. How do you read that thing? Never mind order from it. Am I right? Look at this. They've got lasagna in here.
They're not going to be able to do everything right. But stick to the sandwiches. They're good here.
I take it he's the host.
We're all hosts. Actually.
Is it okay if we talk a little loud? We're recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Three hosts.
Reuben, coleslaw, and I'll get a vanilla milkshake. Yeah.
You got it.
You said you're on a diet.
Whatever, Scott.
All right.
I didn't know I had a second mom in California.
How is this halibut?
The halibut is it's seared. And it's flown in from Scotland.
You don't have to say that. I doubt that very much.
Okay, you know what? I'll get this matzo ball soup, and fuck it. I'm going to get that halibut. Okay.
Wow. Diner halibut.
Why not?
Let's do this. Dr. Alex.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Good choice.
I'll just take a water with no ice, please.
One water, no ice.
All right, back to the action. Guys, when we're talking leisure, what are we talking here, huh?
Well, leisure applies to any...
Uh-oh.
Could be anything.
Oh, Maddie, I think you're Rudy Toot-tooted.
That was your lips, Dr. Alex. Yep.
Am I right? Was that you, Scotty?
That was... Again, you did that with your mouth, I think. But...
I'm working out this new format. I got to be honest.
Great,
I'm a little on my heels.
Right?
I'm still on my heels, Doc.
Yeah, it's good.
Is this considered a test show, or is this going,
live? This is the show. We are on the air currently. I guarantee right now your subscribers have doubled.
That would be great.
Right? Because here's what I've injected. Energy. Some catchphrases. Oh!
And there was a zinger in there, too. Fart.
I feel bad because my air horn is out of air, and that is a real bummer.
We can add that in post.
Great. We'll just add a bunch of...
I'll do one right here. Ready?
Nice. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Yep.
I was going to read a mailbag. You suggested mailbag might be a
mailbag.
Nice...
Is there a mailbag theme song?
We don't have a
mailbag. Open up that mailbag. Not just a mailbag. It's also female bag, if you know what I mean. That bag's got tubes and a... ovary. Let's open it up, Maddie.
I got a letter here from...
Wait, why are you talking now if he opened the mailbag? What's going on here?
I thought we each got a letter.
Well, Matt was opening it up. Now you're going? Okay, fine. Whoa! How do you feel about that, Maddie?
I was ready to go, but it doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, don't bend over.
I'm not bending over. Okay, this is from @ShashiMashashi on Twitter. We don't really have... I don't have a physical letter. And he said in the John Gabers episode, what nation was your funniest? Like we had, you weren't part of the show back
then. So let's actually not take that letter.
Okay.
Let's not take any letters. Let's not take any letters that reference the show before now.
Okay.
So Scotty, what do you got for a letter?
Okay. I got a letter from Arnold in Dakota. And it says,
you know what? Let's not only because who cares about Dakota, right? Dakota, you didn't specify north or south. So in my mind, it's
I'm just reading
not
what
real.
It is.
I don't feel like it's a real place, Dakota. You know, so let's like not do okay. that.
This
let's
is just... from at microphone with an F, microphone.
Funny. Funny. Yeah. See, yeah. that's funny. That's funny. We should do more stuff like that.
During the Lauren Lapkus episode, was she impersonating a specific
funny.
Mommy blogger, or did she create that character from whole cloth?
Huh.
So that, again, is another episode.
That, again, let's just pretend like that episode did not exist, although I agree. You know what, though? Let me ask you this. Would you guys be willing, if I recorded some wild lines right now, to insert those into past episodes of the podcast?
I mean it is our we own the library.
It's the best way to get it if we're going to make it.
Rewrite history?
Well, it's the thing is, if someone subscribes...
It'll fool the new listeners, but it won't fool the old ones.
I'm not trying to fool anybody. I'm just trying to make the podcast better.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure. I mean, it'd be hard
okay,
to...
Okay, let me just throw out a couple of wild lines, and you guys can just pick and choose, put them into old episodes.
Okay, this is an experiment.
Okay. Do you want us to say something that you react to?
Nope. Nope. Okay. I'm just going to give you wild lines that are... In my opinion, appropriate to any podcast that you've ever done.
Yeah, and try not to top out the needle. We're kind of in a restaurant. People
right.
are looking
right.
at us.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
your first. It's Here your first rodeo.
I'm getting the lay of the land. Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure you know I'm contributing now as a part of the show.
You're part of the team.
And we are back with UCB Sports and Leisure. You can drop that.
Yeah,
in
that
anywhere.
Could go anywhere. That's okay, actually right.
That totally works.
How about
That's
this?
Useful.
What are you talking about, man? Okay?
So that's
now, how
like
about
calling
this?
Someone out about a yep. ridiculous... Okay.
How about this?
These are actually useful.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Okay.
You know where that might go?
No, I have no idea where that would go.
In the Bjork episode, when we were at Thanksgiving?
Sure, I guess so.
And I was like... we were like exploring the living
If you're
room
willing
area.
To go back and put it in, go ahead.
Yeah, you can be like, I don't know what that means.
Great.
Yeah, okay.
How about this? Who do you think you are?
Similar.
Right?
Similar.
And how about that? Well, for your information, my mother happened to have passed in 1987. Okay?
Very specific.
Very specific,
less
but
useful,
I bet you can
less,
use it.
Less generic's better for us. Imagine a show that has intros and outros and various... characters we mean.
We'll be right back after these messages.
That's really solid.
Well, that wasn't that we are we do have to go. We do should, we should take a
Oh, break. You're going
to
You,
you
really got
commercials?
You got a lot of sponsors in this show.
Here we go. We're talking about bonobos.
Oh, we got bonobos.
Tired of picking out pants in the store? Why not have some dummy mail them to you? Yes, they won't fit, but guess what? They came in the mail. Great. That's good. You can drop that anywhere. Okay.
Wow.
I
really
haven't read
productive.
My letter. Should I read my letter?
Stamps.biz. Oh. Tired of paying for stamps? Why not weigh your package at home on your home floor scale? Just stand on the scale yourself, figure out the weight of you, then stand on the scale with the package, deduct you from it, that's how much the package weighs. Now, enter all this information into the stamps.biz website, and it'll give you the postage. Post it, print it on a dot matrix printer with Avery labels that we supply, and send your packages. Stamps up is.
Can I just ask, who gets the money from the... I mean, we have corporate sponsors
I think
now.
This is... Is this a made-up sponsor, or this is a real sponsor?
I don't know.
You're just making... He's just making drops.
I'm freestyling this.
Yes.
So you guys can drop these in wherever you want.
But
you're very excited. I've never seen you this excited in therapy, Doc.
I'm going to be honest. I'm having a great time.
You're very... You're almost dominating. You're almost... steamrolling.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
Oh, wow.
That's what we call it in the game.
Now, does that make you guys feel challenged?
No, I'm ready to roll with it, but I'm just giving you feedback in case you want to dial it back a bit.
Cool. Scott, how do you feel about it?
It's a little much, but I think we're gonna find the balance together. The more we do it, the more we'll settle into our roles.
Oh, I see. So you guys agree I'm being too much.
I think in that moment...
This is the first time you've agreed all day.
That's true. Pretty much. I mean, pretty much.
I mean, I agree with what you said.
Sweetheart, check
That's a
please.
Man.
That's a
man.
Guy.
Oh, you're...
My job here is done.
Oh, you don't really want to be part... Oh, that's
no,
a relief.
No, I don't
that's
want to be on your podcast. I don't want to be part of this podcast at all.
Because of the viewership?
Yeah, because, Matt, this is a not well-listened to podcast. I am here.
You were just playing a role to get us to react?
Of course I was.
That's admirable. I actually appreciate that.
And I created an environment in which you guys had to come together as a team.
Am I still a personal client?
Oh, of course. You're a disaster.
Great.
Psychologically speaking, personally speaking.
Hey, thanks for listening to UCB Sports and Leisure. Special thanks to this week's guest, Jason Mantzoukas. He was great. Big thanks to our producer, Cody Ziegler. A shout out to Daniel Tuchman. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. I'm at ScottArmstrong22. If you like what you hear, please leave us a review on iTunes. It really means a lot. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Peace and leisure.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Alyssa.
I'm May.
And we have a podcast called Crazy in Bed.
Crazy semicolon in bed.
Yeah, this isn't a sex podcast. We mean like we're crazy and we spend a lot of time in bed.
A lot.
Yes, we have new episodes coming out every Monday on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
Please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please,
please, please, please listen.
We need this. This very is all we have. We are
That's
fragile.
We're fragile and we could relapse.
Hanging by thread, I'd say, but there's no thread, really. Threads are too strong.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.